Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Two outs, nobody on, 2-0 Pirates in the ninth. Here's the set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Bednar gets him on the curveball, and the Pirates shut out Arizona. 2-0 on the Cruz home run. That does it for the Bucks tonight.
That'll be David Bednar's final save in Pittsburgh. Final game as a Pirates closer at PNC Park. We'll see if he comes back here with the Yankees and nails down some saves, if he's even used in that role. They traded for Devin Williams this past offseason, but he's been shaky at times this year. He will team up with, well, Gerrit Cole's not pitching this year because of Tommy John. Trying to think if there's any other former Pirates who are a part of that.
That organization?
Now. Yeah.
New York Yankees. I'm not seeing a ton here.
Yeah.
Not seeing much.
Harry Callis's deep thoughts on this trade.
Yeah.
I have thoughts, but the more I think about those thoughts, the more my thoughts make me think I should stop thinking.
JT Brubaker on the Yankees.
That's right. How's he doing this year?
He has pitched in 11 games with a 3.21 ERA.
Whatever happened to the 17-year-old that the Pirates got back in that trade? Remember, he was considered to be a toolsy guy?
Yes. Was it Kiner Delgado?
Yes, it was Kiner Delgado.
Kiner Delgado, at last check, is playing for Greensboro right now.
Oh, and we know Ben Charrington's talked about that team like they're the 27 Yankees of minor league
baseball.
He is
21 years old, so he's still not super, he's not like old for that, that level. 774 OPS, 12 jacks.
Okay.
Hitting 248, getting on base a ton.
All right. That's maybe-
doesn't look horrible.
Congratulations, Ben Charrington. We found a trade that
28
doesn't suck.
Extra base hits in 91 games. That's not terrible. Decent. He's kind of a moneyball looking type of player.
Tommy Pham still here. IKF still here. Andrew Heaney still here. Mitch Keller still here. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. Dennis Santana still here with relief pitchers getting traded left and right. Jason Mackey with us last hour said he does not anticipate a Mitch Keller trade that now seems to be universally thought around the league. I actually heard they might have a hard time trading Heaney because he's been so bad. And he might be one of these expiring contracts they get stuck with.
That by the way, that like level of the guy just doesn't keep performing at a high level is why I ultimately wanted them to make deals while there was big value. And again, Ben Charrington has so far made me regret that by seemingly trading a dollar for, what, 60 cents, 65 cents at most from the Yankees?
Here is Don in Turtle Creek. Hello, Don.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I definitely agree with you on the Charrington aspect of this, that he shouldn't be the one deals. However, you, getting rid of Bednar is part of the reason why we are where we are. He came into the season not ready. He finished last season not ready. And would you, you know, risk your life on him saving games going into the future and being physically ready to perform at a high level? Brian Hayes, he's
well, wait a minute. Are you saying that like it's a slight on Bednar that he didn't have
that
himself
he was out of
prepared
out
to
of
go?
Baseball I mean, what, shape and that he need that's part of the reason
what
he
do you mean
struggled
by
is
that?
The implication is that
I know,
correct?
I know what my eyes see when he's standing on the mound, and I know last year when we saw Chapman out there, he looked like a Greek god, and I know Chapman was ready last year and this year, and
well, so
you know,
so wait a minute. So
what
so,
is,
so, so, so what's that mean? Because he's a heavier set guy, you don't think he prepares or gets himself ready as well as Chapman does? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that he's had a issue with back problems, right?
Yes, CC Sabathia just went into the Hall of Fame, and
so
he's not a skinny guy.
So a heavier set guy that is getting older is going to continue to have those problems, or at least run the risk of it. You're going to put the money towards Bednar?
I don't know, Don. He's basically built like Goose Gossage, who was a Hall of Fame closer for 20 years.
Well,
I feel like baseball history is replete with big boys closing games.
Would you bet on Bednar performing at a high level going forward?
I was pretty skeptical of him in the early part of this year, and then he came back and looked like absolute nails, which I have to give him a ton of credit for.
In games that meant nothing against teams that
you're going to find out. You are going to find out.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let me flip the question on you. Do you trust Rafael Flores to develop into a good hitting catcher in the major leagues?
I have no idea about him other than what I'm reading online and what you guys are saying.
Exactly.
I have no idea. But I know with the limited payroll that they have, do I trust that money being spent on Bednar closing games going into the future?
Do you want them
to
trade my question then is, do you want them to trade
What was
Mom's dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was going to ask him if he wanted them to trade Santana.
I think the answer has to be yes.
Well, no, he only weighs $190, so he's somebody you've got to keep around.
Adam Marshall is the play-by-play voice of the Scranton. They used to be the Yankees. Now I think they're called the Railroad Cutters or
Rail Splitters.
It's something like that. They've changed these up on me. When I was working in the International League, they were just the
Rail
Yankees.
Riders.
Rail Riders.
The Rail Splitters was Sebastian Telfair's high school team nickname.
Okay. He is joining us on the fan hotline right now. Adam, you've actually watched Rafael Flores play baseball. What can you tell us about him?
I'll tell you, he's a good guy first and foremost. He's been around our team just the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
He joined us post-big league break. He's caught 8-9 straight games. Projectable build, 6'4", a lot of size to him. I think he can be a hitter, to answer the previous question. 15 home runs in Somerset, hit one for us last week in Rochester. The word on him is elite receiver, which we've got the challenge system here. He's learning that, I think. We'll see where that takes him in the future, but it's a projectable build. It is a guy that I think fans will like. I think he'll gravitate to fans. He's got that kind of electric personality, which doesn't quite win baseball games, but I think he is just such a good character person. It's a good ad for the Buccaneers.
What is his story like? Because you look him up on Baseball Reference, you don't even see a junior college that produced Longoria. You don't see a draft position. Can you give us the skinny? Because it feels like this guy just appeared from the ether as a Yankees prospect.
It was very much that junior college path for him. As much as Baseball Reference doesn't give you much, there isn't much. He's just developed into this prospect in his time, and the growth that he had after signing up with the Yankees really put him into this spot. Baseball, MLB Pipeline put him at number 8 in their most recent rankings, up 7 this year. He's been able to hit the ball well, and the story, we're still learning it, quite honestly, whenever he might have been shipped away from us. So that's really where it was. He's been a good influence on this team so far. We've had some good catchers this season that have gone on to the big leagues, and I'm very curious to see where things go for here from him.
Adam, what build-wise, who does he remind you of? I mean, you've watched hundreds of catchers come through the minor leagues. Does he remind you of anybody from a build, right-handed bat kind of prototype that you would say, yeah, he does have that kind of look about him?
A 6'4" catcher is a little bit unusual to me. I can't think of another one that is in that range. Like, is he O'Neill Cruz starting at shortstop and going to center field because of that build? No. But I think there's some possibility there. He also has it could be a first baseman kind of.
Did he play first for you guys at all at AAA, or did he strictly catch?
He caught every single game since he joined our roster the Saturday out of the big league break.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if there's necessarily a comp. I don't know if I saw enough of him in the last 2 weeks to give it that perspective. It is a big body, and I think there's still room for growth and power added to him.
Is he the kind of guy who you're going to get power on that frame, but you're going to have to tolerate a lot of strikeouts as a result? Like somebody who's just going to be a bit of a three true outcomes type of player?
I think he can make good contact. He was hitting very well in Somerset. He was still learning AAA pitching. So I'm not sold that this is, you know, something for Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah.
This month, this season, but moving forward, I certainly think it can be an option for for the Pirates.
Adam Marsho, the voice of the Scranton baseball team, the AAA affiliate of the Yankees, who was also a B94 intern. So he was on this station.
I thought I recognized a West Virginia area code
He was a part of this station before it flipped formats 25 years ago.
I grew up in Leechburg, Pennsylvania, and was an intern at B94, Y108, and the whole family there for parts of 2 years. The broadcaster for the West Virginia Power 8 seasons when they were a Pirates affiliate.
What are your thoughts on Dan Zangrilli? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Be honest.
I love Dan. Oh. Dan is a I'm done. Dan's a good friend.
Okay.
And we go back. We started at the same time, 2007. He was in State College. I was in Williamsport. So it is it's a long time friendship with Dan.
We have a long time lifelong friend of Dan Zangrilli on with us.
Finally found one in the wild. Memories of B94, the old version of this station? Any big memories as an intern?
Oh, going to concerts at Star Lake.
Bubba would have been there. He's still here.
Yeah, he's still collecting a paycheck.
I'm well aware. My parents still live in the Leechburg area, so I'm back there a couple of times a year. The concerts, Bare Naked Ladies, maybe Smash Mouth at like
Smash Mouth.
Summer Stretch 2001.
Oh, that sounds like a banger right there. There are probably people listening who were there and took their shirts off for that concert, Adam.
I was not one of them, but I'm working. The giant B94 inflatable that you basically rolled across to fold back up and throw in the promo van.
Yeah, I think we still have that promo
Ron
van.
Ron Mann, good guy in the promo department back then.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, Adam. Well, great catching up with you, and thanks for the mini scouting report. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.